Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic, hanging out with you on this Wednesday. Huge win for the Predators last night. 3-2 over the Vegas Golden Knights. And you can't write the script any better. Game winner goes to Cody Glass, former member of the Golden Knights, now with the Predators, and he is on the line with us now. Cody, congrats on the win. How you doing?
Morning, Cody.
Doing good. Thank you for having me.
I know that obviously a little excitement at the end there. You get the goal and you know, watching it all unfold. What was the conversation like during the timeout of drawing up that play, and how did it work so perfectly?
Yeah, I think it was just trying to get in zone, take our time with the just setting it up, and then try and find a low play and work it backdoor to Tomasino. And fortunately, got a bounce off the defender's skate, but if it didn't hit his skate, it was going right backdoor to Phil. So not as good. It was a good draw play, and got the win.
You'll take it however you can get it, because things really tight right now in the standings, but 2 points come the Predators' way. What has the last month been like in that locker room of, you know, tuning out the noise, going through the trades, having guys step up, come up from Milwaukee, and finding yourself sitting here today 3 points out of a playoff spot?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy thinking about it. You know, we're missing a ton of guys right now, and like you said, we have a bunch of young guys who have come up and really taken advantage of the opportunity. So with our schedule now, we're playing a lot of tough teams, and just goes to show that, you know, it's going to be a character team win to make it to the playoffs.
Cody Glass is with us. And, you know, I mentioned Vegas. Do you still get that little extra chip on your shoulder whenever you play them?
I think so. You know, just because they did trade me away and stuff like that. But, you know, I have a lot of good friends over there, and that's kind of just playing against them just gives me that extra motivation for sure.
Cody, how much do you attribute your time in Milwaukee to the success that you've been able to have this year?
I think it was huge. Especially I had knee surgery and stuff like that. So to kind of go back and be able to play in Milwaukee, play 20 minutes a night, play first line minutes, and kind of get my touch back was something that was huge. And the coaching staff down there really helped my game, I think, just improve a lot. And not only just my offensive game, but my defensive game as well. So I was really appreciative of my time down there. And I feel like if you look at the guys on our team now, you have guys like Tommy Novak, Luke Evangelista, Tomer, Sherwood, all these guys who have kind of came up and stepped up for our team in time that we needed the most. It's, it's a ode to our coaches down there.
Yeah, so you mentioned your coaches down there, obviously Carl Taylor being the one in specific, but a lot of the young guys you just mentioned who were in Milwaukee to start the year and moved up and have now played significant roles in this race to the playoffs for your team right now. How much, you know, what was it like to play under Carl Taylor? What type of coach is he like? Because I feel like a lot of times, too, people don't know a lot about Milwaukee, and they try to focus on you guys when you move up here. But what is it about Carl Taylor that helped you guys get to where you are right now?
Yeah, I think he was just really good. He's very personal with me, which is something that I really appreciate. And then not only KT, but Greg Rallo and Scott Ford, they were all really good with skill drills and stuff like that. But not only just doing video with you, just being a good person, because being down there, obviously your goal is to be in the NHL, but for them it was kind of, you know, helping you take the right steps to make it, and not your cheat your way up. So they really helped develop my two-way game, and that's something I've always appreciated.
Talking to Cody Glass, Nashville Predators forward, as they win last night against the Vegas Golden Knights. You mentioned Tommy Novak. Tommy Novechkin is kind of the nickname that I think has taken off. You're obviously having a great year yourself, but to watch that in such a short amount of time of what he's done since he has been up here, what is that like to watch?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I think we all knew how skilled he was. And we knew he could finish. We knew he could pass. And I think it's just about the opportunity that he's given. You know, he's getting first line minutes. He's playing half wall on the power play, and he's taking full advantage of it. And it's just so fun to watch. He's such a good guy, and for him to have the success, it's unbelievable. But he's fully taking advantage of the opportunity he's given. That's something you love to see.
When we talk about coaches, I mean, we've had many conversations about your head coach here, John Hines, and you know, I can't imagine what it's like to go through, you know, the transition that he's gone through with trading away some key guys, having young guys up that, yes, he has some experience with in camp, but not on a daily basis. So what has that relationship been like with you all and being able to work with him through all of this?
Yeah, it's been good. I think, like you said, we're missing a bunch of guys. So obviously it's been tough, but I think he's done a good job of making us all believe, and not only all of us, but myself as well, to just believe that, you know, I'm a top 6'4" and I can play against top lines in the league. And, you know, just coming down this final stretch, I think he's done a good job of just making us believe that we are a team that can make the playoffs and play against these top teams.
Cody Glass, Predators forward, joins us right now. Cody, I've asked a couple other of your teammates, you know, what does Ryan McDonagh mean to this team, especially with Roman Josi having an injury, Philip Forsberg's out, Matt Duchene's out. A lot of these guys, whether injured or whether traded off at the trade deadline, Ryan McDonagh has been a guy who hasn't even been a part of this franchise for a year yet and has taken on such a big leadership role. What does it mean to have him in the locker room with you all, especially since he's just accomplished so much in this league?
Yeah, it's huge, especially if you can get a guy with two Stanley Cups. Mm-hmm. Being a captain of a team in the past is something huge and something great to add to your locker room. And he's been really good to, you know, the young guys, including myself. So it's huge having him. You know, I can't count how many times he's blocked a shot off his face this year. And so he's a very special player, someone you'd love having on your team. And, you know, we are very thankful to have him, and just an aspect of in the locker room, being that leader who's been to the Stanley Cup final and has done everything. So we're very thankful to have him.
Is there anything specific he does, Cody, whether it be talking to you guys on the ice or in the locker room, or anything specific he says or does to help you all out in this time right now?
I think he just keeps us all calm. I think no matter what the game circumstances, you know, he's always keeping us even keel, even if we're up 2-0, down 2-0. You know, he's always talking, always keeping us engaged in the game, which is something that we have a huge amount of respect for. And, you know, his on-ice play just shows that too. Plays patient with the puck, blocks shots, does all the right things. And that's something as a young guy you really look up to.
Cody Glass is with us. You use that phrase, even keel, and you think about this time, you know, fighting for a playoff spot, young guys doing all the work. It could be a stressful time, but when I watch your team and, you know, talking to you and seeing you guys, I can tell you're really having fun, which I think is cool to see, even knowing there's so much on the line. Is that a fair statement?
I think so. It's, you know, it is high pressure, but at the same time, you know, we're a bunch of kids playing a game for a living, and getting this huge opportunity to play a lot of minutes in the NHL is something that, you know, we're very thankful for, and to be able to doing it at such a high level and doing it together it's a lot of fun. So we're doing a good job of it, but like you said, it's a high pressure time, and you know, we've got to dial it in sometimes, but at the same time, it's been a lot of fun being able to go to battle with these guys.
I love that attitude, Cody. Hey, thanks so much for doing this today, and best of luck against Carolina tomorrow. I know it's obviously an important week with Calgary and Winnipeg coming up too, but enjoyed the conversation, and looking forward to doing it again soon.
Yeah, thanks, Cody.
Awesome. Yes, thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
See ya. Cody Glass, Predators forward, joining us. And, you know, I loved that answer, what he just said. I mean, we're just a bunch of kids playing a game, and I think too many times – and I know the money involved in professional sports and all of that, and even collegiate sports, that we get lost in that. But at the end of the day, that's what it is. And I think watching them, and, like, you know, there's been times where I've seen teams, you know, whether it's the Predators or Titans or whatever, that you can tell they're just miserable. Just get me to the end. And, you know, I always make the joke, Cancun on three.
Yeah, I mean, it's sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, Chase. You're good.
I was just going to say, it's body language. You can tell by, you know, the way somebody carries themselves. And I think his comment on Ryan McDonough was just really telling. I asked Luke Evangelista. I've asked, honestly, almost every Preds guest about Ryan McDonough because I really do think these last couple of weeks you've just seen, I mean, whether it be from him on, you know, on the bench, you can see him talking to guys and things like that. And to hear a perspective from Cody Glass of just saying, you know, when we're on the ice, it's not only his play, but he's talking to us. He's keeping us calm. And I think so much when you head into these high pressure situations in sports, sometimes the moment can become too big for you.
Yep.
I think that's what we saw with this Tennessee basketball team this year. It takes a certain mentality to be it takes a championship mentality to be able to perform when the pressure is on and you don't just squander when you just don't rise to the moment. And I think having a guy like Ryan McDonough, I mean, what he did with the Rangers, Stanley Cups in Tampa, and now having him on this team, which it probably wasn't the situation he thought this team was going to be like this year. He couldn't have imagined. Nobody really could have imagined this is what the team would look like right now. And here's a guy who's so accomplished in this league. He's not tuning out. It would be really easy for him at the trade deadline to be like, okay, you know, I've already, you know, done this in the league. This is not what I signed up for. But no, he's still buying in. He's still performing night in and night out. And he's playing a significant role in these young guys. And I mean, you could argue he's one of the most important guys in the locker room right now.
I think 100%. So appreciate that conversation with Cody Glass as the Predators back in action tomorrow against the Carolina Hurricanes. We'll jump back into the Titans and Anthony Richardson because I wanted to hit on this some yesterday and we didn't get to it. Because interesting comments from Trevor Maddich and Tim Hasselbeck on this whole situation of moving up to number 3. We'll discuss that coming up here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.